Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to my podcast. This is me once again, the introverted child. So again, this is the second episode of the Paying the Catalyst. And we mentioned before on the first episode that pain will lead us to humility and creativity, which this happens to me a lot, like when I create some mistakes and someone corrected me, and sometimes it offended me, but through that pain it humbles me down to accept that correction or something mistakes. And also when I'm down or sad, creativity opens in me, you know. So for this day, for today, I'll be talking about pain makes us stronger. So I saw Black Widow movie, and it says there, pain only makes us stronger. When I think about this, I realize two things. The more we get pain, unconsciously we become, it hardens our heart. And the second thing is, when we understood the purpose of pain, the real reason why we experience pain is to understand others and their feelings. When we say it hardens your heart, I experienced this before. Yung puro ko na lang pain, puro ka na lang sinasaktan ng mga tao, and you will get immune to it, like used to the pain. And the more you are used of it, it will harden your heart, that whenever someone will attack you again, you will just don't think about it. For you, it's nothing, because your heart is already hardened by the pain. So I think when I saw Black Widow mention that her family were setting apart, she didn't care because her heart was hardened, because she was an orphan and then she was abandoned and then used as a weapon, a soldier, to kill someone, to be a killer. And her heart was hardened. The second thing I realized is, when you use pain to make you stronger, for you to be able to understand others' feelings and to be able to understand people, there are actually good things that will happen. First is, you will be able to respect them. When someone is dealing a painful situation, you can respect them. You can respect their actions, their situation, because you've been there. You experienced that situation yourself. So you will be able to respect them. Second is, you will be able to give boundaries. So, may mga kaibigan tayo that we're, every time when they're in pain or trouble, ayaw nilang magsalita, they just want to be alone. And you will be able to give them the boundaries that they want, because you know the feeling that they're having inside, because you know the pain that they're carrying inside them. That's why you will be able to give boundaries. And the third one is, you will be able to know how to help them, because you've been there, you experience it, you know their situation, you know how it feels, you know the pain that they're carrying, you know how to help them, for them to be healed, you know, to help them, you know how to kung paano sila susuyuin, kung paano sila magiging okay, because you were there in their situation before. So this will be short, No, this episode will be so short. So I encourage you, if you're in pain, make it as a motivation to help other people. Because there will always be a reason why God allowed it to happen in your life. Make use of it. Maybe God allowed it to happen so that you will be able to help other people that has the same situation as yours. Now make use of it. And if you know someone today that is in pain, help them. Help them. And the other thing is, the fourth thing that you will be able to do is, because you know them, you know the pain that inside them, tell them that it will make them stronger. And when once they overcome that situation, that stage of pain, hindi lang sila magiging stronger, but they will be also an encourager, a motivator to other people as well, like you do. No, so help someone today. Maybe someone you knew is in pain but is not telling anything. Maybe someone closest to you is in pain, pero nakatago lang sa mga smiles nila, sa mga tawa nila. You know, because sometimes we can fake it. People can fake pain, our emotion, we can fake it. But those people who are really close, people that are close to them are people that can see them and very observant, can notice. Yung kilalang talaga sila. And if you know someone that needs your help, go help them. Because you are stronger and because you experience that pain that they're also carrying. So that's it. That's all. It's gonna be a short episode. So for the next one, there will be a new topic that I would like to discuss. It's more about giving my thought on something, or like showing the other side of the coin. It's like that. So thank you for listening, and see you on the next episode. Bye.